What's that one? Oh, I got it. What's your favorite subject in school? I got it, right? As I asked. English, psychology, earth science, computer science, physical education, or U.S. government?
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Bernsey's Multimedia Services, providing the Hudson Valley with a variety of video production services, including help to keep those wedding memories fresh. For more information, visit BernseyMedia.com. Or call them at 518-860-2751 or email BurnseyMMS@gmail.com, BurnseyMMS@gmail.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture in Austerlitz, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Marcus DeGrazia, Acupuncture.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour, broadcast every week from 12:10 until 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, live.
Yes, beloved, I know the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Woo. I know the Lord will make a way somehow. When I rose this morning, Mississippi Mass Choir said, I know the Lord will take care of me. I rose this morning. I know the Lord will provide for me. The Lord is going to lead me and guide me all the way. Is there a witness? Is there a witness? Oh, yes. Well, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm saying God bless you and welcome to the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC, and I want to open up this morning with a howdy to all of you, our listeners, our friends, and audience out there. Want you to know that God loves you. Yes, we love you too. I love you too. I may not know you. I might not know you if I see you. But you know what? I want to be obedient to the word of God who tells us to love our neighbors even as we love ourselves. Amen. And then when I think of how God knows me and loves me in spite of me, praise the Lord, then how can I not say that I'm going to love on you too? All right. So this is a love thing. This is a love train. Get on board. Hallelujah. I want to give glory and honor to God who gave us a picture perfect day on yesterday. Weather-wise, he moved so many mountains out of our way. Otherwise, day after day, as we made our way to Gospel Fest 2024 at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. I tell you, beloved, God made a way where there seemed to be no way. A 10-year goal we reached on yesterday was to bring a national, international artist to the Gospel Fest at the Columbia County Fairground. And yesterday, we met our goal. For weeks, I had been reporting, and actually, I had Miss Vicki Winans on our radio broadcast on Tuesday evening, and had said that, you know, she was a 3-time Grammy nominated and Stella Award winning gospel artist. But the information I was reading from was a little outdated. In fact, she has been nominated 6 times for Grammy Awards. She has won 8 Stella Awards and an NAACP Image Award. And God used God Belong in our county to bring her here to the Columbia County Fairgrounds. Woo-hoo-hoo. Shout out to the Columbia Agricultural Society, with whom we have been partnering, to highlight the good news of God's amazing love. Yes, beloved, thank you to the Columbia County Agriculture Society, and shout outs to Brother Eric, our fire chief over here in Columbia County, and also Mr. Digger, Mr. Richard, and everybody in the office, everybody that just helps us every year. It's just such a blessing. We're so grateful to you. And also, we thank God for all you who thought it not robbery to come out to attend and support with your presence and your dollars even. And thank you for your prayers. Hallelujah for your prayers. This year, we made another goal and expanded it from God Belongs in Our County to Our Counties, as more counties are catching the vision of that declaration. A Tri-County Gospel Fest, a Tri-County area at this time, it is Columbia and Greene and Albany counties that were represented. And we want to shout out to the Land Conservancy in Albany for their generous donation in support. A shout out to SNUG, the anti-violent gun violence organization in Albany. The Alzheimer's Association, we want to shout you out for coming out as well as some of our other vendors. And we want to thank all of our artists, the Shiloh Baptist Church of Ellenville, the Community Choir Voices of Praise under the direction of Miss Linda Mallory, the Youth Praise Dancers from Second Baptist Church, Minister Ella Van Wagner, also who came out and shared from Greene County, from Mount Tabor, AME Zion Church. And I'll probably bring some more names because I don't have the list in front of me. But there was just so many who came to share their gifts and their artistry given to them by God. Praise be to God. And just the things I'm hearing from people, that so blessed and so happy. So I'm so grateful. I want to shout out Reverend Suzette Turpin, our event coordinator, instrumental in launching this into a tri-county collaboration, and all of our coordinating team leaders and their teams. I want to shout out to Miss Patty Smith and the Women's Ministry of Second Baptist for the homemade baked goods and beautiful welcome basket that met Miss Winans in her hotel room. And it was especially appreciated after the ordeal that she endured trying to get here on Friday from Atlanta, GA. You know, Friday was the day when they say there was a glitch with software in Microsoft that, you know, brought the whole world down in areas of banking and transport and media. And so I'm sure other people have heard out there that are listening to me now, and perhaps some of you know someone, or you might yourself might have been one of those who got caught up in it. Miss Winans got caught up in it, and I want to say shout out to her for enduring and persevering. We spoke, and she said, "You know, it's kind of scary out here. The folks was acting crazy in the airports and Hallelujah. You know, shout out to the airline workers because it was beyond their control. And but in any event, she was there for 4 hours, got in 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday morning, and got some rest and came on out to be a blessing to the people with the music that has a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And so we're grateful to her. Unfortunately, she's not able to get a flight out today. She was supposed to depart today, and so she has another day over, and additional expense on for that room for an extra night. But we're thankful where flights were canceled for her coming. Her flight was not canceled. It was delayed, but it was not denied. Praise God. The craziness at the hotel, with the hotels not being able to book people or confirm reservations and confirm payments, and keys weren't even working. I mean, it was just a mess. But, you know, I had said to Fire Chief Eric a couple of years ago when we did one of our pastor and minister lady, the conferences on crisis readiness and disaster preparedness, and he came and prepared, did a presentation along with Dave Harrison, our emergency management service coordinator in the county. Told him it was time for another one. Amen. So listen up, because we're thinking to do another one. But there are people who are doing some things in the area as well. And we just want to make sure that we are not trying to get ready. We are ready for when crises or disasters come our way. Amen. The song this morning said, "When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt the Lord will take care of me." And beloved, that's my declaration to you today too, that hallelujah, no matter what comes our way, if you walk in this walk with Jesus, I tell you, you know there are millions upon millions who can attest to it too. You walk in this way with Jesus, amen, in a relationship, hallelujah, with Jesus, there is a peace that comes even in the midst of the storm. Don't know how I'm going to make it. Don't know how I'm going to get through it. Don't know how I'm going to get over. But somehow I know God's going to work it out. That's the good news of the gospel, beloved. Amen. That's part of the text and the message of the gospel, that God is for us. He's with us, not against us. And he work it out. Yes, beloved. He worked it out for us on yesterday, that's for sure. And that's why I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, knowing he would work a way for me. Well, beloved, that's my openings. And, you know, sorry if you weren't able to be here. And hallelujah, if the Lord tarry and come in a call and he say the same and we do again next year, put it on your calendar today. It's going to be the third Saturday in July. That's the day we've been holding for a few years. And by the grace of God, he coming, not come back before. We'll be there again. Thank you, God. God, continue to grant us favor. We got more music for you, beloved. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got He's My Rock by Bree Babineau, All of My Help, Ricky Dillard, Better Than Good to Me, Lady Harmony. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. How about that? Amen. The battle is the Lord's, and we're safe in his arms. After that, beloved, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Oops, I think there's a change in my lineup. Absolutely. This song came to me, and I slipped it in there. So we're going to hear No Ordinary Worship right now. And then after that, He's My Rock. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here. We've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul on WGXC. Yes, beloved.
Mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go, Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, life is filled with pain, falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. You were faithful in the storm, I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So in every mountain high, in every valley low, I will trust. You sink
can sing.
Yes, beloved, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking on sand. You try to stand on the ground of your bank account, okay? See how much good that did. What was that guy's name?
Yes, beloved, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand.
What was that guy's name? Started Microsoft. Not Microsoft, Apple. Sorry about that. Had all that money. He couldn't stand on that. Money can't buy you happiness. It can't buy you love. It can pay some bills. It can take you a few places. But when the storms of life hit, you need to stand on the rock, the solid rock. Yes, beloved. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online, anywhere, anytime. You can go to the archive and listen to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere with me right here on WGXC. Yes, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I... And I'm coming back with all of my help, Mr. Ricky Dillard and his choir. Ricky Dillard says, all of my help comes from the Lord. Oh, beloved, get the message, get the memo, get the clapping and get the stomping. Give glory, glory.
Put your heart in.
feeling it out there? Nowhere to go. When you need that help, can't nobody else help you? Nowhere to go. You ain't got nowhere else to go? Nowhere to go.
Yours, it's the Lord's. Think about it and then start shouting. Help me sing it.
There's no pain, Jesus can
do according to the master's purpose and his holy will. No matter what you in the balcony are going through, remember that God only wants a chance to use you. Tell the devil that, all right? There's no
Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Channeling my Alan Skerritt. Sometimes you just gotta sing. Sometimes you just gotta, and sometimes you just gotta dance. Amen. Dance, dance, dance. You know, David danced with all his might. He danced before the Lord after a fight. He danced before the Lord after he was able to get the ark back into his possession, the symbol of the presence of the Lord. And, you know, I'm still feeling and flying off of yesterday, the Gospel Fest, beloved. And, you know, we were out there singing and dancing. I know there's some faith traditions and they worship God in silence, you know, and contemplatively. And that's all good. You know, that's good too. Praise the Lord. But we have some biblical evidence, some biblical reference for singing and dancing before the Lord. And you know, that's one of the weapons that God has given us also of warfare. I think it was the First Nation people, and they would do these war dances, you know, and other people, groups, you know, they had their various ways that they would get amped up going into battle or coming out of battle with dancing and singing and, you know, and shouts. And so, beloved, that's what we do when we celebrate. I told the folks yesterday, we aren't here for entertainment. We are here for a celebration. The goodness of God, the Almighty, who looks down low, sees us in our low estate, and doesn't leave us where he finds us. He reaches down and picks us up and places our feet on solid ground. When we get lost, he'll turn us around. Oh, my God. I'm talking about God, the Almighty. And yes, the dance, all right? You know, beloved, one of the ways that you can really make the devil mad is by dancing before the Lord and giving God praise. Yeah, because he wants to steal your joy. The adversary wants to steal your peace. He wants to get into your head and into your heart, make you depressed and defeated. But, you know, when we start to put on the music of the Lord and dance before the Lord, he knows that he's defeated. He has to back up. Turn around. Praise be to God. Singing and dancing is a spiritual weapon. I'm not talking about dancing in the club on Friday and Saturday night and dropping it like it's hot. I'm talking about dancing like you know that God has got you and God is who you got. Amen. That's one of the ways to come out of our troubles, too, when we sing and dance. Hallelujah. Dancing is a way in the church that we usher in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. We sing and we dance and praising God. He inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. In the word of God, it tells us about Miriam the prophetess. Amen. Matter of fact, it doesn't even call her prophetess. It says prophet. Praise be to God. We genderize the word of God and genderize the plan of God and the things of God. But, you know, help us, holy God. Miriam, after they saw Pharaoh and his horses and armies drowned in the Red Sea, pursuing after them, trying to take them back into captivity, that God stood up for them, caused, amen, a tsunami that took out the whole Egyptian army and Pharaoh. And she, in Exodus 15 and 20, leads the women in singing and dancing. They had their tambourines, yes, beloved, and they went out with their timbrels and their dances, and they were singing unto the Lord how the Lord had given them triumph, how he had given them triumph gloriously, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, it wasn't just the women. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to incite any sexist and misogynist spirits out there thinking that, yeah, that's up to the women. Men don't do that. No, beloved. David got out there and he went and danced before the Lord. Matter of fact, it was a woman, his woman, that got upset. Said, you out there parading yourself around. That's how some people look at it, you know. They see you dancing before the Lord and they think you just out there parading around. But David said, huh, I'm going to dance like this and I'll even dance more because of what God has done for me. He had something to celebrate. He had something to shout about. Hallelujah. And so praise the Lord. In that vein, in that tradition, in that spirit, when we have our gospel festival, yes, beloved, it's a time to sing and dance before the Lord. In Psalm 149, verse 3, it says, let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. Praise be to God. Make music to God with the instruments, beloved, and praise him with dancing. Hallelujah. And guess what? He says, let them, you know, we're into this thing of pronouns. Some people are, I'm not going over that way, but some people are, and they say, you know, refer to me as they or them or whatever. Yes, it's not gender specific. Hallelujah. Let them praise the Lord with dancing, beloved. I just wanted to drop that little nugget in your ear today. Hallelujah. I don't know what's coming your way. And some people may want to see you down and discouraged and confused in the chaos of this world. But I'm telling you, there's a joy in the Lord. Put on the gospel music. Put on our music right here on WGXC, The Bright Side. And get your dance going on before the Lord. Dance before the Lord with all your might and see the devil get defeated in that spirit of depression, doubt, and devastation that he's trying to heap on you. Bring the presence of God into your home. Bring him into your heart. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm just saying, dance, dance, dance with all your might. I got more music before I get up out of here, so let me pray another one for you. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? This is King and Country, and what are you waiting for? You can get up and dance on this one too. Amen, beloved. You ain't got to wait no more. Just keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord of hosts, and you're going to get to the destination. God knows the plans he has for you. They're plans for good and not for evil. Plans for a future and a hope. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist.
Amen, beloved.